98. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, April 21st, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate it. Got a couple of text messages that I want to get to. On the way, pig farmer, John Palmer. Bill Gates meat, no thanks. Is he the one pushing this? Yeah, probably. God only knows what they're going to put in those test tubes. Jeff has a good one from Sheboygan. Maybe they'll try to make us put catalytic converters on our cattle. Yeah, that's not going to happen either. Oh, that's funny. That's a good one. Rod Wheeler down in Lake. The wackadoos will buy this meat. If that's what you want to call it, follow the money of who is paying for these studies. Yeah, amen to that. Jeff over in Mayo, Oscoda area, it's funny, they don't want animals ended, but those are the same people responsible for abortion and ending children's lives. Right, exactly. Terry, totally forgot. I didn't see it on your original text message. He said he got the radio station stickers, but was hoping for a Doge sticker. So he reminded me I'll send that one out to you today when I go to the post office. Actually, I think I might have a couple. How many of those, Terry, would you like? And I'll text me back a number, and I'll send it to you this afternoon when I send the other ones up to Newberry. Greatly, greatly appreciate you guys helping us do this. Down to, like I said, I believe the last 40 or so that we have to get out. So if you haven't gotten your radio station sticker yet on your glass of your vehicle, again, just text me stickers, your first, last name, mailing address, and how many vehicles you can get the stickers on, and we'll send them out to you. One good thing that is kind of an interesting little court battle going on. The Michigan Supreme Court's decision on whether the Attorney General's efforts to investigate and potentially sue the drug company Eli Lilly may not come this session. The High Court asked the parties for additional information, additional briefings, and to re-argue their case. Attorney General Dana Nessel told the House Judiciary Committee last week. She said in front of the committee, "We were really hopeful that we would have a decision by now, but for some reason, the Supreme Court asked us for supplemental briefings to answer additional questions they had, and now having us come back to re-argue the case all over again. I'm not sure why, to be honest with you." The case was initially argued in October, but in January, the Supreme Court asked the parties, both sides, to file briefs addressing whether the Attorney General adequately pleaded a claim that Eli Lilly violated the Michigan Consumer Protection Act. The Attorney General's office disagrees with the legal premise of the court's questions. And Eli Lilly said the Attorney General hadn't adequately pleaded the claim, according to court filings filed with the Supreme Court. The entire litigation hinges on the existence of a legally recognizable PC PA theory. Reads the filing from Hahnemann attorney Matthew Snyder, who responded on behalf of the drug company Eli Lilly. None exist here, according to the Attorney General's refusal to answer the court's very simple question. No new argument date has been set. Where did this all start? Back in January of 2022, Nestle launched an investigation into Eli Lilly's role in charging grossly excessive prices for insulin and whether that violated Michigan's MCPA Consumer Protection Act. According to an investigation she started back on January the 26th of 2022. Well, back then, the Ingham County Circuit Court granted Eli Lilly's request to dismiss the lawsuit, which was appealed, filed, sent to the Michigan Court of Appeals, which they affirmed the lower judge's decision in June of 2023. Nestle's investigation continued. She needed the Supreme Court to overturn the court's decisions. Two other cases that were tied similar to this one. Smith versus Globe Life Insurance and Liss versus Lewiston Richards Incorporated. These two cases were held by the Supreme Court back in 1999 and 2007. Both of the cases investigated the entities already regulated by a separate state or federal agency's consumer protection laws. Eli Lilly is regulated both by the Federal Drug Administration as well as the Michigan Board of Pharmacy, neither of which has authority over pricing. Well, in October, Nestle's team argued the case before the justices, saying it wasn't the legislature's intent to have any carve-out to the Michigan Consumer Protection Act. The justices expressed concerns about overturning the two previous cases. Simply Justice Megan Kavanaugh asked the question. Even if we were to agree with you that Smith and Liss cases were incorrectly decided, what do we do with the fact that for 25 years, everybody in Michigan has been relying on those decisions? That's called judicial precedent. Well, if those precedents are overturned, what about all the other cases that have been using those two cases in their arguments in their cases? Well, Nestle told the Judiciary Committee that Michigan by far has the worst consumer protection laws of virtually any state in the country. And consumer protection is a legislative priority for her department. My office fields over 10,000 complaints every single year. We have a lot of consumer protection work to do, and it crosses a variety of different types of protections for consumers. There's just a lot of different things that I think we could improve on the law here in the state of Michigan, said Nestle. So, additional briefings are going to be filed, and let's see if the Supreme Court makes any decisions. Dana Nestle, the Attorney General's office, against Eli Lilly, manufacturer of insulin, biggest supplier, actually, in the state of Michigan. So we'll see basically where this case goes. Now, I understand consumer protection. One of my biggest pet peeves, where I believe she falls down on, is price fixing. Monopolies. My county of Antrim County, one company, Blarney Castle. You've seen their big tankers go down the road, their clover leaf logo on them, owns every single gas station in Antrim County. One company. And when one gas station raises their prices, they all do. I'm sure you've seen this in your area as well. The only thing, the only saving grace that is causing these prices to go down is competition. There's a couple of pockets that I've noticed when I'm out traveling, talking to advertisers, having business meetings, going to events. The towns that do have competition have lower prices. Traverse City, again, I told you the story about Costco and Sam's Club lowering their prices down to $2.69 when all the other stations in Traverse City were at $3.29. Well, Costco and Sam's Club had lines, people actually waiting in line to buy their gasoline at 60 cents a gallon cheaper. Another pocket is Gaylord Otsego area. Somebody texted me last week at the Walmart, Murphy's Gas, $2.79 a gallon. Well, in going to Traverse City on Easter Sunday, guess what? Surprise, surprise. A lot of these Blarney Castle stores, gas stations, were at $2.98. They broke $3 a gallon for the first time in a long time. Competition is a good thing, folks. And it's what forces them to compete. If other stations are selling the gas cheaper, well, guess what? You've got to lower your prices or people aren't going to go there. The only difference is a lot of people aren't members of either Sam's Club or Costco. Don't get to know that those prices are out there. Again, check out the Gas Buddy app. Get a debit card tied to your Gas Buddy card, saving 20, 25 cents a gallon. There's other apps out there as well. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. MyPillow.com.
running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money. I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the short show. This is the last segment of hour number one. Couple of text messages coming in during the break. We'll get to these real quick. Jeff says, over an I-75, exit 144, he filled up yesterday his truck, $2.94. That's down I-75 toward the Flint area. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, the prices over there, how they change and go all over the place. Absolutely. Got a real short story. The very first announced candidate for Attorney General, Democratic former U.S. Attorney General Mark Totten's latest campaign video says he's decided to run to protect Michiganders from the threats presented by President Donald Trump. He sees his executive orders as being one of the biggest threats, and he's going to protect the people of Michigan from them. Okay. Totten, who wants to replace Democratic Attorney General Dana Nessel in 2026, said Trump is, quote, weaponizing the machinery of the government, end quote, to attack his political enemies, and by denying funds to vital services like education. So in his released campaign video, so what do we do about it? He suggested three avenues: Congress, courts, and the streets. However, he noted, Congress has all but rolled over, and while the courts are vitally important, they are extremely slow. So then there's the third option. Take to the streets. It's so important right now that we get out there and send a message that what is happening is unacceptable and is un-American. Well, last Thursday, before Good Friday, Totten stopped on Woodward Avenue to speak with protesters. They were holding signs saying they were standing up for public education. In his video, Totten said, I hope others will take the time to join these movements. Very good. Very good, Mark. You absolutely run on that. That is a great campaign slogan. Absolutely, you run on those principles. Actually, I hope you win the Democratic nomination at your state convention. I hope that maybe nobody even challenges you, that you run unopposed, and that you're nominated. I want that platform, I want your statements to be basically what you Democrats run on in 2026. Because I don't believe the people of the state of Michigan are going to support your platform. I think the people of the state of Michigan totally support the changes that Donald Trump's making in Washington. Is it going to affect the states? Yes, it is. But it's time that we force government in the state of Michigan to make some cuts in their budgets. It's that simple. There is no way that this governor, Gretchen Whitmer's agenda, her policies, her spending can continue. It'll basically bankrupt the state. People are leaving because of overregulation, overtaxation, better opportunities in other states. Now we're halfway through this decade. As we close the calendar, we're heading into 2030. I believe the next U.S. Census 2030 is going to prove that Michigan yet once again lost population. And nothing this governor's doing is going to stop that. So until we have our election, November of 2028, where the president is going to be reaffirmed in his actions, we're going to find out the direction of how people in Michigan feel next year, 2026. I'm willing to bet that the Republicans not only will win the governorship, they'll grow their majority in the House, and they'll take back the state Senate. So please, Mark, please, Lord God, keep talking. Keep pushing this campaign. Absolutely. Take it to the streets. Have these protesters at the stores, in our faces. Absolutely. Join the movement right now. Get out there and do it. And let's see how it works out for you guys. Because honestly, I don't think it's going to. I don't think it's going to work, but we shall see. But yes, three things that he thinks needs to be done to attack the agenda of President Trump. And he's going to protect the people of Michigan from it. If Congress is all but rolled over, the courts are basically too slow, so it's time to take it to the streets. Okay, very good. Duly noted, sir. We'll watch and see how this works out for you. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith & Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much.